Hello everybody, good to have you joining with us again today. It's hard to believe that we're almost halfway through the year already. It's been a strange year undoubtedly, one that we will remember for a long, long time. Just going to share a lovely verse with you today from Luke chapter 22. It's a very significant juncture in scripture because it's shortly before the Lord is going to go to the cross. And along with his disciples, the Saviour is going to celebrate the Passover feast, the Passover supper, which was the most significant feast in the calendar of the Jewish people. It celebrated their deliverance from slavery through the blood of the Lamb. That's recorded in Exodus chapter 12. And it also points to the cross. It points towards Calvary, where our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, would offer up his life as a sacrifice for sin and would shed his blood for us that we might be delivered from the bondage and slavery of self and of sin. Paul said, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. But the disciples asked the Lord here an important question. Where wilt thou that we prepare the Passover? And the Saviour says in Luke 22:10, Behold, when you're entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. Here's a man, we do not know his name, we do not know his age, we do not know his stature, we do not know what tribe he came from, we know nothing about his occupation, we know nothing about his background, we know absolutely nothing about this man other than that the Lord would have it that at a certain place, at a certain time, he would be there in the city of Jerusalem, and if the disciples followed him, he would lead them to the place of God's appointment. Here is a man who was greatly used of God, and yet his name is not recorded. As far as we know, this man was not a priest, he was not a prophet, he was not a preacher, he was not a scribe, he certainly wasn't a king, he wasn't well known at all. Just an ordinary man, doing something very ordinary and mundane, and yet the Lord used that to lead the disciples into the centre of God's will for their lives. And I think there's a wonderful lesson in this for us all. We might not be well known by the world. We might never stand on the world stage. People might never know our names. And yet in the boring things of life, the mundane things of life, the everyday things of life, God can use us as a witness, as a testimony, and as an example for his glory. And I look back in my limited experience and think about some of the people who influenced me most in my Christian life and experience and were used of God to lead me into the centre of his will for my life. Many of them were not preachers. Many of them were not even Sunday school teachers. Many of them were just ordinary people doing what they could, living to the glory of God. And yet the Lord had them there at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. The only significant thing about this individual is he was bearing a pitcher of water. And I believe that pitcher of water is very, very significant. Paul said concerning the treasure of the gospel, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The pitcher, the jar of clay, the earthen vessel is a type or a picture of the believer's body. The Bible says that we are like jars of clay, earthen vessels, and that earthen vessel, that jar filled with water, I believe is a picture not just of someone who is drunk at the waters of the well of salvation, but also someone who is filled with the Spirit of God, because water in Scripture is a picture of the Holy Spirit. John 7, 37 to 39, the Lord said that those who are hungry, those who thirst, those who come to the Lord and believe in him, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I believe this shows us just an ordinary man, filled and led by the Spirit of God, who was used by God to lead others into the place of divine appointment. God can do the same in your life, and I trust he might to some degree do the same in mine, and use us, even if we're not gifted, even if we're not talented, but the Lord will just have us in the place where he wants us to be, doing the things that he wants us to do, going the direction that he wants us to go, so that whenever others look at us, and we mightn't even be aware of that, I don't know if this man with the pitcher of water knew that the disciples were following him or not, but if people follow us, where would we lead them? I trust that would be into a better and a deeper place with God. God bless you all. See you next time.